Tim Elkhorn with you as our Wahoo Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. And now joining us at the table right here in the Indian Spring Training Facility is Carter Hawkins, Director of Player Development. And so, Carter, the first thing I'm sure fans want to know is Director of Player Development. What exactly does that mean? What is your role with the organization?
It means a lot of things, Tim. I think the best analogy that I have for what player development is it's a large baseball school, basically. So we have seven different affiliates, starting the Dominican Republic, going all the way up to the Columbus, our AAA team. There's probably 180 different players at any given time that span across our system, 40 or 50 coaches. If you think of all those affiliates as grades, and you think of all those players as students and all those coaches as teachers, we're trying to graduate players from level to level and then hopefully graduate them to the major leagues one day and maximize their learning and their potential along the way. So overseeing that process is really, really what my job is. And so almost like a principal of that school, there's some babysitting and there's some curriculum development and there's some staff development and just trying to put all those things together to maximize these guys and have them make impact in Cleveland one day.
Well, that's fascinating. So it must be very interesting for you to see year-by-year development with a player as he makes his way through the system.
Certainly. I mean, it's one of the most fulfilling parts of the job, seeing these guys grow as men, as professionals. There's a lot of great stories that, over the course of the years of guys just, kind of understanding themselves and really being able to maximize themselves and their potential. And then watching those guys have an impact and help us win in Cleveland is a pretty exciting thing.
Now, throughout the year, do you literally visit each one of those individual organizations?
I do, yeah. So I try to go twice per half, so about four times per year to each affiliate. So I spend a lot of time in minor league baseball parks, so a lot of hot dogs. A lot of Fairfield Inn and Suites get visited by me, but certainly it's an enjoyable part of the job, and spending time with those players and coaches is pretty fun.
Again, we're talking with Carter Hawkins, Director of Player Development for the Indians, as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona. What's the best part of the job? What do you really like about it?
I think really for me it's those relationships. It's being able to be with a staff member and help him, through an issue or help him maximize a plan for a player. I think, watching those things unfold and being a very small part of it, is pretty exciting. So there's a lot of great people in this organization and a lot of great players, and our scouts bring in some outstanding players. And just getting to form those relationships and watching guys grow is certainly the most fulfilling part.
And what's the one thing you've learned about the roots of the organization? Obviously, most fans see everybody at the big league level, but they don't really understand what goes on at those lower levels. What's the one thing you've learned about that?
Yeah, I think it's just how hard it is, for these guys to get it to the big leagues. Like we talked about, we have 180 players. In about 2 weeks, there'll be literally 180 players over on the minor league side, all fighting for jobs, all fighting to be one of those 25 guys in Cleveland. So it's a difficult, difficult grind, and it's the guys that have that perseverance, that passion, and an understanding of how to work and how to work well, how to work efficiently. And use the resources around them. Those are the guys that end up making it, and we're here to help all of them try to be one of those 25.
Are there guys that, as you watch them, you can just kind of see they've got it? A few years down the line, they are going to be playing at Progressive Field.
I think watching one game or watching 10 games, you can see the tools. So you can see a guy throwing 95. You can see the guy that hits the ball 400 feet. But there's a ton of guys in minor league baseball that can do that. So when we see guys that we think, hey, this guy's got it, it's the guy that, is coming in early and has a great routine, is using the resources around him, is being a great teammate. Those are the type of guys that you see him and you say, I think this guy's going to make it, not because he's throwing 95, because there's a ton of other guys that do that as well, but because we know that he's just the guy that's going to really tap into his potential and make sure that he maximizes himself.
So it's interesting. It's not so much the physical side, because as you say, a lot of guys come in, with tremendous baseball ability. It's more the mental side and the work ethic side that'll advance a player.
In a lot of ways, yeah. Certainly there's a requisite level of skill that's needed.
Sure.
I'm not in the big leagues right now, and I think I got a decent routine. But once a guy gets to professional baseball, our scouts do a heck of a job identifying talent, and they're also trying to bring in guys with those, mental attributes that are going to help us as well. So, for the most part, these guys have the skill level to play in the big leagues. It's really about how they refine it and how they really tap into it.
So a few years from now, when people are listening to baseball on WEOL with Hammy and Rosie, are there some names that you can throw out there to say, hey, keep an eye on these few guys?
Hopefully all 180 of them, but But certainly, you know, I mean, just going down the system, you look at our AAA team, you know, you got guys like Francisco Lindor, you got guys like Tyler Naquin, you know, so we're really excited about those players. AA, you got guys like Eric Gonzalez, Tony Walters, you know, players that, you know, are on our roster now and you know, hopefully will make an impact here pretty soon. You know, on the pitching side, you know, Mitch Brown's a player down that was in A-ball last year that's made some huge strides. Adam Plutko, you know, I mean, we could go on and on, but there's you know, a lot of players that, you know, have made great strides and we feel like are going to impact us one day.
But it really shows the depth of the organization, that this team isn't built for just a 1 or 2 year run. There are some guys that are coming that they should have some sustained success over the years.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, in the way we operate, you know, we're going to have our minor league players, you know, make an impact in Cleveland. So, you know, certainly they know that. They know they're going to get an opportunity. And that's a great part about working in player development for the Indians is, you know, we know that, you know, what we do is going to have an effect on our team in Cleveland. And we're all, you know, shooting for that World Series title at some point here and hopefully sooner than later.
Despite a lot of hotel stays,
yeah.
Sounds like a fun gig.
Well,
it does. It
exactly.
Sounds like a fun time.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I mean, other than the time away from home, yeah, absolutely. But it's time away from home watching baseball games, so I'm not complaining one bit.
I was going to say, not a bad thing. Carter, we appreciate you stopping by.
Tim, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Carter Hawkins joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in 2015.